When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of a dark minisode. I know we're picking up listeners all of the time, so if you are new, hello. And these minisodes, or dark minisodes, are what we put in the midweek just to bridge the gap in between episodes of The Dark Paranormal. And obviously, as we're staring down the barrel of the final three episodes of Season 16, we are keen to try and get everything that we've received this season out, recorded, and listened to before we begin Season 17. And on the topic of Season 17, don't forget the lines are still open, so to speak. You can still send in your submission of your true paranormal experience for Season 17. And we accept submissions of any size, although they do need to fit a certain requirement for Season 17, i.e. they need to be at least 6 pages of one side A4 of a Word document. We find that's roughly the correct word count to at least fill 30 minutes of an episode. However, The Dark Paranormal, our minisodes, and indeed our Patreon show Dark Bites, allows us to place those shorter experiences in either Dark Bites or right here on a minisode. And on our Dark Bites show, we do have a saying, and that saying is quite simple. The length of your paranormal experience should in no way be indicative of how truthful nor how terrifying your experience was. Therefore, if you do have a paranormal experience that maybe you've been keeping to yourself for fear of ridicule, send it in. Be anonymous. Change the details of locations and people. The only thing we ask is that the paranormal events remain exactly how they happened verbatim. So please do send your paranormal experiences across, irrelevant of length, to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. You see, for me, over last season and the bulk of this season, it's dawned on me a very strange realization about this podcast. It's no longer just a paranormal podcast. Podcasting, albeit in the grand scheme of things, is still in its infancy as a form of media. And therefore, what we're actually doing here by regurgitating your paranormal events are keeping a historical record of things that may never be heard again. And that realization hit me with both almost a burden of responsibility to ensure that your experiences receive the best treatment possible, but it also threw me back to when I was a child, when I would devour everything to do with the paranormal. But of course, in the 80s, that was only via books, or it was via magazines, or TV, or radio. We didn't have the internet, as everyone knows, so therefore, we had to go and find ourselves these little snippets of information. The point I'm making is when I would read these books, there would always be repetition of certain famous ghosts, such as Bawley Rectory, or the Brown Lady of Raynham Hall, and therefore, I know everything there is to know about those particular events. But my specific point in regard to the podcast is that your personal experience may become the Bawley Rectory or the Brown Lady of Raynham Hall to a young listener out there who's just stepping foot into the paranormal world. And for me, that's mind-blowing. That your paranormal experience, due to me putting it out there and just repeating what you've put, could put in some child's mind the same amount of magic and wonder that I felt as a youth reading about very famous hauntings. So please do sit down, write up your experience, and send it over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. www.thedarkministore.com. And you can, like today's submitter, remain anonymous. And today's minisode is from Anonymous. And they write, "A few years back, I anonymously shared some experiences with you and your listeners that I had whilst living in an apartment in San Diego in the late 90s. Well, shortly after, I wanted to follow that email up by sharing an experience that I had many years before with a spirit board, one that I've never really shared in its entirety. Soon, you will understand why you never received that email. I wasn't sure which of your podcasts this would be best suited for, but after sharing it with my sister, she thought it would sit perfectly on the Dark Paranormal. After several days of edits and revisions between my various devices, when I would try and send this email, it would disappear. It wouldn't be in my send folder or my drafts folder. It was just gone. It was as if the universe itself was telling me not to share it. But let me just say this. The planchette moved without anyone near the board. And I'll leave it at that. So instead of that experience, I'll share a few others I've had that I didn't have explanations for when they occurred. Back at that time, we didn't have the internet to research things or podcasts so that we could hear other people's experiences. And looking back at my experiences now, I've come to some conclusions or ideas of what I've experienced. But I'll let you and your listeners come to your own conclusions and give your own opinions. So here are a few that have had me stumped for quite a while. When I was about 14 years of age in the early 90s, I finally got my own room. The room had previously belonged to my grandmother, who had passed away in said room shortly before I moved in. One night, after being asleep for quite a while, I awoke to see a dark figure next to my bed. This was not sleep paralysis. I know this because I lifted my head, and I rolled over to see this figure that appeared to be kneeling next to me. Now, to me, it looked like a silhouette of the Virgin Mary. It appeared to be shrouded, and I thought it looked like it was praying over me. Once my confusion subsided, I decided to scream and waited for a moment for my mum to come and check on me. When she didn't come to my room and the figure didn't move, I sure as hell tried to scream again. This time, though, I felt as if the scream was stuck in my throat and no sound came from my mouth, and that figure still didn't leave. It was then I rationalized it was probably my grandmother praying over me since she was a devout Christian. So I rolled back over and fell asleep. The next morning, when I told my mother about my nighttime visitor and asked why she didn't come to... Now let's have a quick break to talk to you about Policy Genius. It's September. It's back to school for many people. You start thinking of the year ahead. Will you get those work projects finished by the end of the year? And speaking of the end of the year, you have Thanksgiving, the holidays, they're all going to be upon us soon. Your brain is a whirlwind of plans, as it should be, because we're designed to survive by planning, but we don't plan that much when it comes to the end, i.e. when we're gone. It took me till last year to get life insurance for myself. And that's because life insurance felt a bit daunting, but Policy Genius makes this process a breeze. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. With Policy Genius's technology, you can compare quotes from America's top insurers in a few clicks and find your lowest price. And if you ever need help or guidance, they have an expert licensed support team to answer your questions, handle the paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the whole process. Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace for a reason. They don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, and their advice is unbiased. Everything else aside, the peace of mind you get from knowing your loved one's expenses are covered if anything happens to you is priceless. It's never too late to plan ahead, so head over to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see just how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD, MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to grundymd.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's grundymd.com/darkparanormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Help. She said she didn't hear me scream once. Fast forward a few years to when I was the mature age of 18, I say with an eye roll. I was a newly married mother of an infant baby, about 3 months pregnant, and moving halfway across the country to be with my husband, who was in the military. I was driving with my brother-in-law, who is a year older than me, and my infant child, and nothing more than a MapQuest printout for directions. Man, the 90s were wild compared to what we have today. My brother-in-law and I were alternating driving duties, with him doing the majority of it. Sometime well after midnight, he said he needed to rest, and therefore asked me to drive. At this point, we were somewhere between New Mexico and Arizona. Looking back, we were probably likely in New Mexico. Both he and my baby were sound asleep, and I was doing my best to be alert, keep myself entertained. Back then, moving trucks didn't have the best radios, and the music stations were hard to tune into. So maybe an hour or so into my drive, I see movement off to my right, about 50 feet off the road. I really struggled to make out exactly what was keeping up with us as I drove 65 miles per hour down a very dark, desolate highway. To my utter shock and horror, I realized it looked like an 8 to 10 foot tall Easter bunny. It looked like the CGI rabbits from the Peter Rabbit movie. I kept an eye on it for quite a while as it followed us. And even though I was sure I was hallucinating, I don't know why I would hallucinate that one thing only. I wasn't particularly tired, so I woke up my brother-in-law. I didn't tell him what I saw, of course. And over the years, I've made that drive many times since. And I've never seen that thing or anything like that again. And as a side note, I've never hallucinated before or since. Finally, I have one last experience for you all. For this particular experience, we need to fast forward about another 10 years. My husband was still in the military, and at that point, we had two boys, with another on the way. And we were living on the other side of the US, Florida, to be exact. I wish I remembered what time of night this happened, but I do remember everyone else was sound asleep. I don't remember why, but I was sitting up in bed. And to my left, about 6 feet away from me, I saw a blue sphere. It was about the size of a cantaloupe, floating about 4 feet from the ground. It was such a lovely shade of blue, and its colour seemed to be slightly swirling. It was bright, but not really emitting any light. It was spherical, but also didn't seem to be a solid mass. Just light or energy. Really hard to describe. I wasn't scared or alarmed in any way whatsoever. In fact, quite the opposite. I had a strong sense of peace and happiness fall over me. I don't know if I said it out loud or in my head, but I said, "Oh, hello." Now, beyond that, I don't remember if it dissipated or if it floated away. And once more, I rolled over and went to sleep. I have many more experiences, and three of my four children are pretty creepy. Therefore, I hope to share more with you and your listeners. Thank you for all you do. These podcasts have been a constant for me over the years, and I can't thank you enough. You, along with the greats, Emma from Real Life Ghost Stories, Brennan and Paul from the Ghost Story Guys, Jim Harold, etc., really make an impact on so many people. So well done you. I really look forward to closing out the spooky season with a bang, and I'm excited to see the evolution of We Need to Talk, your new show, which sounds like it will be like the podcast Let Me Introduce Myself by the late and amazing Dan Izzet. Another great podcast. Sincerely, Anonymous. Well, thank you so much, Anonymous, for sharing your experiences for this minisode. And I will say I concur, with the exception of me, of course, with all of your last sentiment at the end of your email. The people you mention at the end are some of my closest friends within the podcasting community. So it's always nice when somebody mentions them and says they're a fan of their work also. And if you haven't already checked out Real Life Ghost Stories with Emma, or Ghost Story Guys with Brennan and Paul, and of course, I think we all know Jim Harold, then you should do that immediately, because you're missing out on some fantastic content. I will say two final things. Firstly, to our anonymous contributor for today, please try and send that spirit board email. You certainly have my interest piqued. And secondly, if you are unaware of what they were referring to in regards to my new show, basically, my other show which relates to ghosts, which is called We Need to Talk About Ghosts, is ending in October. And the reason for that is I'm putting all of my paranormal eggs, if you like, in the dark paranormal. And that show will just become We Need to Talk About. And it will be an interview format show where I'll be stepping my foot into the world of video podcasting. Of course, the audio version will also be available, but it also means, hopefully going forward, we will soon have some video podcasts for The Dark Paranormal. Before I go, I'll just remind you all that we have episode 8 coming up on Friday, then we'll have our penultimate episode, and then our season finale, and it's one I've been putting back for a good while, because it's one hell of an experience. Then, of course, we'll take a couple of weeks break before the start of season 17, and that would be the time which is perfect to join our Patreon. When you join our Patreon, you can gain access to Dark Bites, which, as it stands, has over 100 episodes of at least 30 minutes in length of experiences only heard by our Patreons. So therefore, you should have no dark paranormal downtime between the end of season 16 and the start of season 17. So why not set yourself up for that season break right now and head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But until Friday, stay safe and I'll speak to you again for episode 8 of season 16. And until then, take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.